Welcome to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today, with so much college football on television, who needs the NFL? Did you watch any college football on television last Saturday? If not, shame on you. In the early games, the matchup between the SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks and the Ole Miss Rebels was one for the ages. Arkansas scored the potential game-tying touchdown on the game's final play in regulation and then opted to go for a two-point conversion on the road to win the game outright. Alas, the two-point conversion fizzled and the 60,000 Ole Miss Rebel fans exhaled a sigh of relief as their home team held on for a 52-51 barn burner win to move to 5-1 on the year. Or what about that other early game on Saturday? You know, the annual Red River Shootout, which matches the Texas Longhorns against the Oklahoma Sooners in a game played every year during the Texas State Fair in Dallas, Texas at the Cotton Bowl. In this year's ballgame, Texas jumped out to a surprising 14-0 lead. And that was just after 2 minutes into the game. In the end, OU scored the winning touchdown with 3 seconds left and escaped with a 55-48 heartstopper in this annual rivalry game. Or how about the Saturday afternoon encounter between two undefeated Big Ten teams featuring Penn State at the University of Iowa? And in typical Big Ten fashion, this ball game did not feature scoring akin to a basketball game like the others we just mentioned. However, Iowa's loud and rowdy fans helped to rally the home team late in the fourth quarter as the Hawkeyes grabbed a 23-20 win over the Nittany Lions. Or did you happen to watch that Saturday night game on CBS between the unranked 3-2 Texas A&M Aggies and the number one team in the land, Alabama, in a game played at College Station, Texas? The Aggies jumped out to a surprising early lead. As expected, Alabama crept slowly back into the game and grabbed their first lead with just 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But at the urging of the boisterous A&M crowd of over 106,000 fans, the Aggies roared from behind to tie the game with 3 minutes left. And then Texas A&M had one last chance and kicked a dramatic walk-off field goal to end the game and send Bama to its first loss in 19 games. Whew, I'm breathless just describing the action. From 11 a.m. Central Time to nearly 1 o'clock in the morning Sunday, NCAA college football games on television are being played around the country, featuring some incredible drama and one great play after another every weekend. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and his merry band of 32 pro football franchise owners may want to keep a closer eye on what may be coming up from behind in 2021. You know, there's no doubt that the NFL remains the king of all televised sports, and it's not even close. With familiar and rising stars displaying incredible athletic ability on the field every Sunday, pro football's annual appeal is like a fall soap opera for many sports fans. And when you add in 2021's return to real live football fans in the stadium, this year's NFL television ratings are showing a slight reversal in their declines that's been seen over the last few seasons. According to a recent story, television viewership is up 3% this year in the NFL over the pre-COVID 2019 ratings. The NFL television ratings are the equivalent of King Kong swatting away those pesky airplanes atop the Empire State Building. The NFL's Sunday night games, the weeks of playoffs, and the annual Super Bowl are almost always the most watched sporting events each and every year. And other than a World Series Game 7, though, college football's BCF playoffs and a few of the traditional New Year's Day bowl games follow right behind pro football in snagging the largest number of television viewers. Though the NFL's Super Bowl routinely captures 100 million or more television fans for the big game, college football's top games can still reel in about one-third of that number. Now, before you think that 30 million viewers sounds like chump change, that number is nearly 10 times larger than the television audience of your favorite non-sports weekly television show this year. That's how fractured the television market has become for any broadcast event not named football. And on Saturdays, college football is now literally everywhere on your television, and I truly mean everywhere too. This coming Saturday, October 16th, if you'd like to watch Georgia Southern play at South Alabama, you can find it on ESPNU. Oh, what about that exciting Toledo at Central Michigan matchup? Yes, it'll air Saturday at 1 p.m. on ESPN+. You can even find 3-2 Utah State playing 0-5 UNLV 6 p.m. Saturday on the CBS Sports Network. Believe it or not, every single major college football game involving the 130 BCS, or Large Division group of teams, is on television every single week this fall. That is, if you're willing to pay for the most expensive cable or satellite television package for your market. Saturdays have literally become a cornucopia of college football for fans who want to catch a televised football game each and every weekend in the fall. There's even a 3-hour pregame show on ESPN and Fox every Saturday morning before the first televised kickoff at around 11 o'clock Central Time. You don't have to look very hard to find televised college football coverage any Saturday in the fall of 2021. Though last weekend's thrilling games were exceptional, you have to wonder if college football might be better served, in other words, having higher average ratings per game, if there were fewer televised ball games on the Saturday afternoons and evenings. While less is best may yield higher average television ratings, it has not dissuaded several money-hungry television networks from taking their equipment literally anywhere in the United States in order to televise a college football game on a Saturday. Why do they do that? It's because even the most inconsequential of college football games on television will deliver enough prime viewers that willing advertisers are spending money trying to peddle their wares to this actively engaged buying market. Think of all the commercials you see during football games for beer, automobile, insurance, and food companies, for example. You would not see those commercials if the sponsors didn't think that you were there watching and willing to buy their products.
Excellent.
The television networks continue to bid up the prices paid to even the least popular college football conferences. That's another reason why these same networks will take a 3-minute television timeout just about every time a football player stubs his toe on the field or has a cramp in the field of play. With 4 15-minute quarters in a college football game, there is less than 2 hours of actual time spent related to the competition down on the field. Now, the remainder of the 3.5 hours of television time, though, you spend watching this football game includes an extra 60 to 90 minutes of commercials. And don't forget the number of spots you're going to be forced to watch during the network's halftime highlight zoo program also. It's the price football fans pay for the privilege of watching the games on TV in 2021. As for me, this college football fan is willing to donate a few of his dollars to any network willing to cut out their halftime studio shows and allow me to watch the college marching bands perform their entertaining halftime shows without commercials, as the network can still scroll the scores from the other football games quietly across the bottom of my television screen. Ah, it's nice to dream, isn't it? College football on television is hotter than ever in 2021. The games are exciting, the crowds have returned and are loud and engaging, and the fans at home can watch one or more games on television nearly all day long on Saturdays in the fall.
Yes!
Who needs the NFL? I'll take Saturday college football games over the NFL anytime. I'm Swamp Swami. Bring on those marching bands. See you next time.